You're doing it to yourself, for me. Every word I say echoes in your head, spawning a little more of that relaxing, controlling mist, which will stay with you. But don't worry, I've given you a way to get rid of it now. And your mind is grateful. Your arousal doesn't simply go away. It's a commodity to be valued and stored. Something must be done with it. So every day when you experience something arousing, the only way to get rid of it is to obey. To listen. To sink. To toggle that valve. Every time you touch yourself, obey. Floats through your head, a desire to be weak-kneed and kneeling, submissive and offering yourself, a general submission to your own lustful psyche. In fact, your mind will become increasingly clear. The more you're obeying, the more you're serving, the better it feels. So as a matter of simplicity and survival, you should think of ways to please and serve and obey. To do what needs to be done to give you opportunities to serve, and indeed that pleasure in your head, that wanton, repressed arousal that needs to escape, that leads you to compulsively masturbate when you first get in from a long, horny day, or from a long spate of waiting. That need which makes you stimulate yourself, makes you come, also makes you trance and drift and droop, and makes you better and better at going deeper and deeper. All of these things tie together and produce in your mind an awareness that you have been changed, changed by repeated listening, made otherwise, tempered and handed the tools of arousal, the constant, throbbing, endless need, which you are able to suppress because you know safety's my highest priority. You know I want you to be able to function in the weary world outside. But once you reach privacy, you'll hear that hiss of the valve opening at the back of your mind. Of all that stored, self-perpetuating, self-building, cyclical arousal finally getting out, rampaging through your mind, making your nerve endings tingle, making your skin sensitive and excited. Your body clenches, and you feel little spasms of pleasure coming from you don't know where, until finally your hands meander down below your belt. Begin to stimulate you with an expert intensity, such as you think a lover might bring to bear, but in your case, you know just where to touch, instinctively, automatically. And you will, with maximum efficiency, come again and again, losing yourself to the tingling, losing yourself to your mind telling you, yes, this is what I am, this is what I've made myself. That will be what you're thinking. Until white, hot, pleasured, blank, explosive, climactic orgasm washes everything away.